يقتلم فاحشا ولا متفحشا. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiyallahu anhu mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiyallahu anhu, he said that Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam, he's explaining the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said that Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam was not a person that was vulgar, nor was he obscene. This word fahish means a person that is tab'i tor par vulgar. A person naturally, his style is such that all the time swear words come out from his mouth, abusive words, vulgar words, words that are not appropriate. Automatically this, because of this person's upbringing, because of his style, now it's in his part of his tabiat, it's part of his nature, this person just uses these types of words. You see, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not like this. Wala mutafahishan and mutakalluf, where sometimes a person just acts it up, and he put effort now to use these types of words just to try and impress people and try and show how great he is, so he tries to use this type of language. This wasn't the style of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that he wouldn't even act like this. So he was a person that was full of humility, filled with respect. He would use the most appropriate words. Even sometimes where there was a need to reprimand, he would reprimand in a general sense. So the person that is sitting there, he'll also get the message, what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying. He wouldn't reprimand a person directly in front of the crowd. This was never the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this was the beautiful teaching and the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wa kana yaqul, and he says that the best, who used to say this? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would say this part of it, that the best of you, inna min khiyarikum ahsanukum akhlaqa, the best of you is the one who is best in character. Yesterday I mentioned we'd like to have the best fridge, we'd like to have the best house, we all like to have the best car, like to have the best clothes. When we're flying also in aeroplane, we like to get the best seat. Everything we like the best. But do we like to be the best person? If we like to be the best person, this hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that the best of you, the best person, is that person with the best akhlaq. So simple. We should see how we can have the best akhlaq. That when we are talking, when people are excited, they're happy to be in our company. You know, this person won't use vulgar words. He doesn't just lose himself. He's a composed person. Yesterday one person was telling me that alhamdulillah, all the staff that work in the company, every single one of them, they don't want to go anywhere because the way their boss treats them. He says every person, nearly every second person that's there in the company is more than 20 years there. So nobody wants to leave because of the akhlaq that's shown to them by their boss. Anything they require as far as their leave is concerned, even as far as their pay is concerned, as far as their working conditions are concerned, are so beautiful that they don't want to even look anywhere else because they know we won't get a boss like this. So people automatically get attracted. Then a person gets the du'as of his employees, he gets the du'as of his seniors, he gets the du'as of his children, he gets the du'a of his family, he gets the du'a of everybody around him. And how can this person go wrong? So this is the beauty part of akhlaq. Therefore, one hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, at-tawaddudu ila nasi nisful aqli, that just being good towards people, just showing love to people, just showing kindness, just showing good character to people, this is half of intelligence. Sometimes what a court matter would need to take you, lawyers, attorneys, advocates, to get your work done, sometimes easier, much easier way than that, and much more effective way than using all these means, you just use good akhlaq with the people around you. You'll find very easily people will entertain, very easily people will want to listen to what you have to say, and people will be prepared to give in to what you have to say, because they say, this person's akhlaq is so good, so nicely he's coming to ask me, so nicely he's approaching me, he's not using any harsh tone. So today's hadith, and Abi Darda radiyallahu anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال, ما من شيء أثقل في ميزان العبد المؤمن يوم القيامة من حسن الخلق. Hadith Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu says, that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, that there isn't anything more weighty on the scales of a Abdul Mu'min, on the scales of a believing person, on the day of Qiyamah, then good character. On that day, a person will be looking for one good deed. He'll go towards his mother, parents are fleeing the children, husbands are fleeing the wives, brothers are fleeing the sisters, everyone is in nafsi mode, because you can't even get one deed on that day, because the deed will be so valuable, that even the most beloved people to you in this world will want to flee from you because they'll be afraid that they need those good deeds also themselves. So yeah, what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, on that day, the most weighty thing on the day of Qiyamah, the most weighty thing on the scales for a believing person, why this word Abdul Mu'min, a believing person, is because a person who has good akhlaq, but he wasn't a believer. His good akhlaq will help him in this world. After a person has got iman, then everything else carries weight on the day of Qiyamah. So therefore Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used this word, Abdul Mu'min, that for a believing person, the most weighty thing that will be on the day of Qiyamah is his good character. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ inappropriate. He just, whatever comes to his mind, he wants to use the swear words, just so that he can make his speech more spicy. It happens that sometimes a person is talking to a friend, and he doesn't realize how many swear words he's using there just to make the speech more spicy. Then he should realize that this was not the style of my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. His style was every time he was careful of what he said, he was meticulous of what he was said. Therefore it comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that for long times he would remain silent. That he would, for long moments, he would remain completely silent, and if there was a need for him to speak, then he would speak. He was very careful of what came out of his mouth. فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. That he knew on the day of Qiyamah that every single thing will be weighed, even a person's speech will be weighed. So how careful we have to be, that what speech is coming out of our mouth, we have to be careful that we use the right words. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal on these beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.